UNC Charlotte saw a quick and generous response when it launched an emergency fund for students who lost their dorm rooms and meal plans when the university abruptly closed because of the coronavirus. As WFAE's Andos Helms reports, the need quickly outstripped those donations.
A week after starting its emergency relief fund for students, UNCC had almost $264,000 in hand, including a $100,000 gift from two alumni. But University Development Officer Beth Krigler says by yesterday afternoon, the university had more than $400,000 in applications from students in need.
I don't know that the general public necessarily understands the impact on students. I think they might think, they're just going home to their parents.
Some could do that when the UNC system shut down for the rest of the school year, closing dorms and dining halls and forcing students to find a place to finish courses online. But as more than 900 applications for aid poured in, UNCC also heard about international students who couldn't get home and single parents who are working and going to school.
A lot of them had hospitality-type jobs that they no longer have, or they were, working part-time in other retail situations, and now are saying they don't know how they're going to pay their rent, they don't know how they're going to have food.
The emergency fund provides up to $500 per student as a one-time payment to cover essentials during the crisis. The UNC system just approved partial room and board refunds, but it's not clear how soon those will come through. For now, UNCC is referring students in need to other campus resources, such as a food pantry that remains open, and to aid groups in the Charlotte area. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.